USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders is back on the campaign trail after being sidelined by a heart attack. He told a crowd of supporters in New York he's feeling great.
When I look at this huge crowd, brothers and sisters, I have no doubt that the political revolution is going to sweep this country.
Julia Manchester is a reporter for The Hill. She says backing by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is helpful for Sanders.
We'll really have to see, because we've still seen that Elizabeth Warren has been able to withstand a lot of that and continue to build her campaign and build her momentum based on that powerful on-the-ground grassroots campaign style she has.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A downgraded tropical storm Nestor is now blowing across the Florida panhandle. The storm surge warnings have now been dropped, but there are still high winds and heavy rain. The winds prompted New Orleans to delay until tomorrow the demolition of two construction cranes that were compromised in the deadly collapse of a hotel project. Fire Chief Tim McConnell.
It is a damaged crane. You're not bringing down something that's new construction. This thing is being brought down because it is highly damaged. It is a situation that will adjust, and that's why it's dangerous to do what they're doing, and it'll be dangerous when it happens.
The European Union is now calling on British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to clarify, less than 2 weeks from a Brexit deadline. Johnson is rejecting a vote in Parliament that the deadline be pushed back.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU.
Even though British law says he is compelled to do just that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Australian researchers have found overweight people develop fat in the lungs, which can make it harder for them to breathe. John Clemens reports.
Besides the fat found in their lungs, researchers have also found overweight people who suffer from asthma also had fat accumulations in their arteries. The complete study is published in the European Respiratory Journal that reports fatty tissue clogs up the airway walls that restrict the supply of oxygen in people with a high body mass index. Past research has suggested that the lungs become compressed under the excess load being exerted upon them by those diagnosed as obese. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
After 33 deaths and hundreds of illnesses, a well-known vaping company is discontinuing many of its items. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Juul Labs stopped selling fruit and dessert flavors, now acknowledging the public's lack of trust in the entire vaping industry. The voluntary step is the company's latest attempt to weather a growing political backlash that blames its flavored nicotine products for hooking a generation of teenagers on electronic cigarettes. Juul, the best-selling e-cigarette brand in the United States, has been besieged by scrutiny, including multiple investigations by Congress, federal agencies, and several state attorney generals. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.